You're listening to The Gold Standard on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Alex Gold.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you'll get better parts, better prices every day. They'll have the parts you need to get the job done right. Stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. The store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. And joining us now on the BetDSI.com inside line is Jace Frederick. He covers the Minnesota Timberwolves for the Pioneer Press. You can follow him on Twitter at Jace Frederick, and might be a pretty good follow over the next couple days and weeks with the news out of Minneapolis that Jimmy Butler wants to be traded from the Timberwolves. And Jace, first off, your reaction to the initial report today that Jimmy Butler wants to be traded from the Timberwolves?
You know, I guess specifically today, not a lot of surprise, just in the fact that this meeting that he was supposed to have with Tom Thibodeau yesterday in L.A., there was a lot of build-up to it, a lot of anticipation, a lot of reports out there that Jimmy wasn't too happy with, you know, with maybe the direction of the franchise was going in, his place in it, his contract situation. So a lot of things were going to be worked out, and it was difficult, I guess, to see this great resolution coming to place where he was going to be thrilled with everything. So I think this was definitely one of those possibilities that you saw coming, but still, I guess, a little bit of surprise when you actually see it and it's actually out there and confirmed that that is indeed that he does want out of Minnesota after just one season.
What do you feel like is the biggest issue there in Minnesota with that makeup? You know, it wasn't that long ago and they just traded for the guy. And so when you look at Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns and Jimmy Butler, you know, we were talking about this earlier in the show, and it feels like whose team was it? Who was the real leader in that team? What do you think the biggest issue has been for Jimmy Butler there?
Yeah, I mean, I think Jimmy Butler was the leader of that team. I think there were a lot of veterans and even some of the younger guys who really respected him and kind of, I don't know, his authority over the locker room and what he did on the court. But it's just, you know, when you look at teams and the way they're constructed, I wouldn't say that everybody has to get along, but I think your best players probably have to get along. Mm-hmm. And just the personalities in the top three between Wiggins, Towns, Butler, they just never really meshed. They just never really, I don't know, found a way to coexist. And when that's the case in the NBA, it's really hard to succeed at a high level because, you know, teams are really usually built around those cores of three or four players. So when they're not kind of in sync, then the rest of the thing really isn't going to be either.
Jace Frederick covers the Timberwolves for the Pioneer Press. He's joining us here on SB Nation Radio. At this point in time, do the Timberwolves have any other choice but to trade him? I mean, he's requesting a trade. He's a free agent after the end of the season. You got to at least get something for him, right?
Yeah, you would think so. The challenging thing is, you know, these take, you know, usually trades with superstars. Teams like to go out there and kind of fish out there for the mm-hmm. best offer for a while. And here you've got it where training camp starts in a week. Media day is Monday. Training camp starts Tuesday. Well, that's almost no time at all. So I would be kind of surprised if they're able to get something done between now and then. If something's not done, I'd be kind of surprised if Jimmy Butler shows up to training camp because that just seems like it'd be a really awkward mm-hmm. situation. but I would think, though, that, I mean, they've got to find a way to get something done here probably before the start of the season because – A, like you just want this distraction probably to be over with, and B, I mean, if you're going to get pieces, you'd like to get them in as early as possible as well. Now, Tom Thibodeau doesn't sound like he's over the moon about shipping mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler off, but at some point, reason kind of has to carry the day, and I think that eventually will, and they will have to trade Jimmy Butler.
What do you feel like this demand from Jimmy Butler, and ultimately looks like a trade? What does that do? You brought up Tom Thibodeau there. What does that mean for him and the future for him? And certainly when he traded for Jimmy Butler, people were like, okay, I feel like we're like, all right, let's see what can happen here. And then now he's going to lose the guy he just traded for.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, he's had a lot of problems here just in the sense that, you know, people haven't exactly liked the way that he's done things, the way he goes about things, you know, and the results he's had. You know, he's supposed to be this, you know, this great defensive coach, and he certainly has that, you know, that reputation, but he hasn't had the success here with that. He hasn't really seemed to, I don't know, really be able to kind of help guys like Wiggins improve their game. He hasn't really seemed to get along that well with and or be able to, I guess, kind of reach Towns and Wiggins, which is obviously one of the bigger parts of this coaching job here in Minnesota is you've got to be able to reach those two. Those are the two core players that the plan was to build around. So, and even within like ownership, you know, you don't get the sense that everybody was super pleased with the job that Tom Thibodeau had done. But his one thing they could kind of hang his hat on was he brought Jimmy Butler to Minnesota, and Jimmy Butler obviously is a big reason why they snapped their playoff drought. Mm-hmm. But now that Butler wants out, it's like, well, what's the tie that's holding Tom Thibodeau here, holding ownership, I guess, to keep Thibodeau here, if not for maybe, you know, the money that he's owed left on his contract? That seems like about it. And especially now, if you look at it, say they do trade Jimmy Butler, well, then it's hard to see Minnesota being a playoff team in the Western Conference. It's so competitive, and I mean, it would have been some kind of fight to be in there, to be in the Western Conference playoffs, even with Jimmy Butler. I don't see them making it without him. So now you don't miss the playoffs again. Well, that's another disappointment. I think that it's going to be really hard for Tom Thibodeau to keep his job at the end of all this once it's all said and done.
Talking about Jimmy Butler wanting out of Minnesota with Jace Frederick. He covers the Timberwolves for the Pioneer Press. You can follow him on Twitter at Jace Frederick, and he joins us here on the Gold Standard. And the team's reportedly where he wants to go. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, he's given a list of some sort of where he would like to end up, the Nets, the Knicks, or the Clippers, and with preference being the Clippers. Where do you make of that list of teams? And certainly we don't know what kind of compensation would come, but what do you make of those teams and where you think he maybe could end up?
I think it makes sense just for Jimmy and what he likes. I mean, like, he certainly is somebody who wants to contend for championships. Now you look at that list and you say, well, you're not doing that there, but those teams have the capability to free up spots for two max contracts, and that's something Butler would obviously be interested in, playing with another established star. And Jimmy also is somebody, you know, he loves L.A. That's where he spends his entire offseason. That's kind of his area. He loves everything about Los Angeles. So the Clippers make a lot of sense just in terms of where he would like to live. And he's just kind of a guy who seems like he really kind of likes the major market too. You know, like it just seems like something he's interested in. He kind of likes, you know, that kind of life too. I mean, you know, he's like just L.A. makes a lot of sense, I think. Now, if you look at it from Minnesota's perspective, you look and say, what assets did those teams have right now that you would be interested mm-hmm. in acquiring in a Butler deal? I mean, you look at like New York, maybe like a Kevin Knox makes sense, a promising young player, though. You know, I mean, that would kind of help push Minnesota back into a rebuild, which isn't ideal, I guess, for them at this point after doing so for so long. But when you have a shorter list, when it's already hard enough to trade a superstar, especially this in the season when the list is this short, that just makes things a little bit more difficult. So I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota's sake, they don't try to branch out a little bit and see if any other teams who weren't on that list maybe are interested in a move.
Certainly. So, yeah, there's nothing holding the Timberwolves to having to trade them to that list that he's requested. Now, Andrew Wiggins, his brother, Nick Wiggins, the tweet's since been deleted pretty quickly, actually, but he was quote-tweeting basically the report, and it said, hallelujah, in response to that news. How big of an issue, maybe it won't be now that Butler's going to be gone, but maybe what issue was there between Wiggins and Butler? Certainly, it seems like he's speaking for his brother a little bit there.
Yeah, and actually a funny thing from that tonight, then Jimmy Butler posts an Instagram post of himself finishing a workout, and at the end of it, he runs towards the camera and says, hallelujah, which is just typical Jimmy Butler fashion to kind of clap back like that in the most comical way. But, yeah, you know, Jimmy Butler last year, throughout the season, many times he kind of called out Wiggins and Towns, or he'd always hit, like, the younger guys, you know, or whatever it might be. And it was very obvious that he was talking to Wiggins and Towns, you know, just about, like, the effort they were putting in defensively, you know, their work ethics, things like that, kind of calling him out a little bit. And it just seemed to really kind of wear on Wiggins. You could just kind of see that on him throughout the year. You got the sense that he didn't really like it. Like, that wasn't the kind of motivation, I guess, that he needed or thought he needed. So their relationship just kind of seemed to wear, and he kind of just seemed to tire of I don't know, the constant calling out throughout the year, the constant call for him to do more. It definitely seemed like you could tell that it was kind of strained Wiggins and rubbed him maybe a little bit the wrong way throughout most of the season, especially towards the end.
Great insight from Jace Frederick. He covers the Minnesota Timberwolves for the Pioneer Press. Follow him on Twitter at Jace Frederick, and I'm sure once a trade does go down at some point in time, we'll probably check back in with you. Thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25 and get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays in the inside line at BetDSI.com. Up next, more on Brady and Belichick, that biography due out next week, some more of the details, and a sideline reporter for the Browns suspended. We'll tell you why and react next on SB Nation Radio.